Good evening, dear friends, dear Sangha. Welcome to our retreat with the theme Awakening the Heart. This is a happy moment because we have the opportunity to be together for several days, practicing together and sharing together. We shall begin with the practice of chanting and listening. The monastics are going to chant the name of Bodhisattva Avalokita. Avalokita is a person who has the capacity to listen. To listen deeply and with compassion. And he knows how to listen to his own suffering, the suffering inside of him. He was not afraid of the suffering inside. So he was practicing listening deeply to the suffering inside of him. And because of that deep practice, he came to understand the nature of that suffering. The suffering inside of us always reflects the suffering of the world. And if we look deeply into the suffering of the world, we can also see our own suffering reflected in it. Many of us do not want to get in touch with the suffering inside. We try to run away from our own suffering. We don't like to be in touch. And we want to cover up the suffering inside with consumption. We listen to music. We read magazines, we watch television, we take the car and go out. We do everything in order to run away from our suffering, to cover up the suffering inside. And that is why we do not have a chance. Avalokita had his chance because he was able to go home to himself, get in touch with the suffering inside and listening. And listen deeply to it. Understanding and compassion arise from that practice of listening to the suffering inside. And when understanding and suffering arise, there is a transformation, relief, and we suffer less. We feel lighter. We feel healed. So, the practice of listening to our own suffering is very crucial for transformation and healing. And after that, he was able to look at other people and see the suffering in them. And he was able to understand easily the suffering in the other person, in the other people. His way of listening to them, his way of looking at them is full of compassion that make them feel much better. And he could help other people to go back to their own suffering and listen to it and get the same kind of transformation and healing. So when the monastics are chanting the name of Avalokita, they are not really praying to the Bodhisattva. They are practicing like Bodhisattva. Namo Avalokiteshvaraya. While chanting like that, they go home to themselves and touch the suffering inside. Because the monastics, they do have their own suffering inside, reflecting the suffering of the world also. Each time they chant the name three times. During the first time chanting, they try to go home to themselves and listening and touching the suffering inside of them. And during the time of chanting Namo Avalokiteshvaraya, they just do that only. And when they chant the name of Avalokita for the second time, they focus their attention on the suffering of the other person, the person in front of them, the person around them, whether that person is in the hall or not in the hall. They get in touch with the suffering inside of that person. And they begin to see the suffering inside of him or her. And listening with compassion to the suffering in that person. The process of healing, transformation begins with that kind of listening to the suffering inside and outside. And when they chant the name of Avalokita for the third time, they reach out to the world. There's a lot of suffering going on in the world. There's many painful spots, war, separation, violence, discrimination, killing, destruction of the ecosystem. So during the third time of chanting, they get in touch with that. They listen to that suffering. And when we listen to the chanting, we join the practice. We are not observers, we are participants. We may like to sit relaxingly, allow ourselves to be fully present in the here and the now. We may like to focus our attention on our in-breath and out-breath and allow our body to relax. That way we allow the collective energy of the chanting to penetrate into our body, become permeable. Because during the time of chanting, the Sangha generates a kind of collective energy of mindfulness and compassion. And if you allow that collective energy of mindfulness and compassion to penetrate into our body, and then we may be able to release the tension and reduce the pain that is in our body. There is some tension in our body, and there is also some pain in our body. And if we know how to allow our body to relax, the collective energy of the Sangha will be able to penetrate. And in a few minutes, we feel better. We can release the tension, and we can also reduce the amount of pain in our body. We don't have to do anything. We just allow ourselves to be fully present in the here and the now and allow our body to relax. So that is the art of listening. We stop our thinking. We allow ourselves to be in the here and the now and relax. That is our practice. And if we have some pain, some sorrow, fear, anger in our heart, we may like to open our heart for the collective energy of the Sangha to penetrate and help hold that amount of suffering inside of us. We say, "Dear Sangha, here is my pain. Here is my despair. Here is my anger. Please help recognize and embrace it for me. I take refuge in the Sangha. And if you can open our heart and allow the Sangha to embrace with its collective energy, the pain inside our heart, we will feel better after a few minutes of listening. It's very healing. We can get a relief just after a few minutes of practice of listening. It always works. And if we have someone who is close to us, who suffers right now, who could not come to the retreat, we can very well send this energy to him or to her just by thinking of that person and calling him or her silently by the name, and this energy will be channeled to that person right in the present moment. And at home, he or she will feel better. Listening to the suffering is a very deep and effective practice in Buddhist meditation. And let us allow ourselves to be fully present in here and now. Stop our thinking, sit relaxingly, and together produce the collective energy of mindfulness, of chanting, and of listening, so that the healing begin to take place.
Thank you. Thank you.